Let's talk about worshipping the sun or moon. Sun worship is nothing new. To the man of the past, the sun meant light and knowledge, and the moon at night meant dark and unknown. If that's so, why do some people worship the moon? Do they worship darkness, unknown or evil? And why the moon worship started in the desert? Let's take an imaginary journey to the desert. Imagine, it's morning, the sun is rising, and quite fast, you feel that it is getting too warm for you. You start to sweat, the sand is extremely hot under your feet, you seek shade from the sun, and while in the shade, you would think to yourself, that the sun has no mercy, it is too hot, and you had to run away and seek shelter from it. But as the moon appears, marking the night, the weather is perfect for you, you feel a light breeze on your skin, and you thank the moon for rising. So, you will worship the moon, and assign it as your symbol, as to say, the moon gives me the uppermost feelings, and the sun is my enemy, since it caused me great suffering. On the other hand, let's imagine you live in a cold place. At night, you will be freezing, seeking for a fire's warmth. The only thing that can save you from the cold, is fire. And since the great fire in the sky is dead for now, you seek a human with a torch, so he could share his fire with you. And you curse the moon, as it threatens to freeze you. But when the sun comes out, you get the warmth you need in this cold place, and you feel the nice weather, so you thank the sun. So, you will worship the sun, and assign it as your symbol, as to say, the sun gives me the uppermost feelings, and the moon is my enemy, since it caused me great suffering. Now, this idea may explain the reason why people in hot places began worshipping the moon, and the people in cold places began worshipping the sun. Thank you, and I hope you have been enlightened.